There was another incident that year where we were at a pep rally. The football team at Estruma always sat in the gym. You know, they had chairs for us. The cheerleaders had us get up as a team and go cheer at the different sections. We all got up and cheered the senior section, you know, the junior section, came to the sophomore section and cheered. And then I'm all, by now, you know, all of us are hyped up. I know I was. And we run into the black section, and the team didn't come. I had about four of my teammates that showed up. Once we finished the cheering, guys went to go sit down. I sat in the middle of the gym floor. And my sitting in the middle of the gym floor, I didn't do it for anything other than I was confused. You know, some of the guys that I had been with in elementary school and junior high didn't come over there. So I was like, okay, I thought these guys were my buddies, man. You know, we've been hanging out, doing all of this and yada, yada, yada. But they're not really. Or are they afraid? You know, so there were a lot of questions. At that moment, I had an awakening. Prior to then, my eyes had been, I don't want to say closed, but I hadn't been focused on social issues, you know. So needless to say, you know, that off season, I started preparing. But in the preparation, there was some other stuff added. I started reading Stokely Carmichael, H. Rap Brown, you know, started getting into Black Panther information. I grew an afro. I mean, the biggest one I could grow. I came out of high school with an appointment to the Naval Academy. I had offers from Kansas State, Rice, Tulane, okay. Even had, you know, nibblings from the Coast Guard. But I chose to attend Southern University. I was not going to make another decision that would question, you know, who I was.